Proclamation number 4586 of 12th of March, 1949. God's involvement in the work for His kingdom. Self-will, God's will. Your thoughts and actions are guided by my will as soon as you carry out spiritual activity and thus consciously want to serve me. Hence you will not undertake anything contrary to my will, and therefore the inner connection with me through prayer or heartfelt thoughts is enough for me to grasp you and guide your thinking correctly, and then you need not fear to act wrongly. Anyone who wants to work in my vineyard and is willing to listen to me first will now also be assigned the work by me, and that is through the voice of the heart. Therefore, as you are urged from within, so is my will, accordingly you should now also act. If the inner voice holds you back, then you should follow it as well, yet don't fail to carry out what I prompt you to do. Speak when you are urged to do so, for I am always at work and you never speak out of yourselves when spiritual matters are up for discussion. For this is my working, that I lead you into opportunities where I can speak through you. Every opportunity shall be used, because every door shall be opened and because you must contribute to it by lending me your human form, which I now use in order to speak to people, in order to influence the spiritual state, which can only be raised through the mediation of truth. Thus you must spread the truth. You must mention my working and, with firm faith in me in my presence, fearlessly and without inhibition preach my word to those who are still of dark spirit. You will not take a step without me. You can be sure that nothing is by chance and every path is marked out for you. Everything you think and do is my concern. For you don't know how unspeakably important your mission is, how I want to approach humanity through you and how necessary I need you for this office of a mediator in order to preserve people's freedom of will and faith and yet to bring them help because they don't want to help themselves. I approach all who lack the right realization and who still have a stirrable will, who are not yet hardened of heart and therefore can sense who speaks to them through you if they want to feel it. And you often have to take strange paths which you, as it were, choose yourselves and yet only obey the voice of my spirit which urges you onto this path. There is no coincidence for your destiny has been determined since eternity. And anyone who serves me is especially prescribed by me every path he has to take. And therefore you should not worry about what and how you should act. Carry out what is in your will, what appeals to you, and then you will always do what is right as soon as you have given your will to me beforehand, as soon as you entrust me with the task I give you through your heart. Then you will act sensitively and it will correspond to my will. But you should not start anything without me, you should always listen to my instruction, i.e., pay attention to what seems emotionally right to you and also do it. You will act in accordance with my will and be active for me and my kingdom for the benefit of your fellow human beings. Amen.